It is working.
You were checking to see what was it on.
I was waiting to see the little number counter. I didn't know if I, when I hit the record button, if it was actually in record.
If it was happening.
I was just looking at myself, making faces at myself.
Oh, sir, are we delaying you? For those of you who aren't watching us on Facebook.
I time it every week.
Do you?
I always time it, yeah. I always
so
time
you,
it.
So you think, right,
I can't see the clock.
I've given them enough value. They're not getting any more out of me, I tell you. That's
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
I've given you your 15 minutes, feck you.
You have 15 minutes to go, stuff it. That's it. I can't see the clock here, so that's why I always time it. Yeah, I was talking to you. So I know, because otherwise I'd be shouting on Elby and I wouldn't be there. I'd be there going, I have to guess what point where I go, is he not sick of the sound of me? Jesus, this feels like ages.
Because actually, now that you mention it, right, I'll tell you what's an interesting thing. How long should a podcast be? Now, Magic Mike has asked us this before, right? And, you know, because you're
it's
of
the
an opinion.
Of it.
Well, that's just it.
Yeah.
Because you're of the opinion, right, that you like the heavy duty jobs, don't you?
No.
You'd listen to things that are an hour and more than an hour.
Oh, an hour, I'd listen to our podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm not talking Joe Rogan.
No, not his 2.5 hours.
2 days.
Oh, yeah, no,
a
two not
day
into
long
all of
podcast.
That. Yes. And then these ones, you know, you have 4 hours or some. There's no one in the world I would listen to for 4 hours. If Nelson Mandela came back for life, right? For one podcast only, right? I'd be there, oh my God, I cannot wait to hear it. Probably the most influential man of our lives when it came to shaping the political landscape of the world. And then I'd look at that and it would say 2 hours. I'd go, oh, fuck that, it can't be that interesting. All right,
this from the man who complained that Bruce Springsteen went on for too much on his concert. Everybody else is going, more. PJ is giving a sort of, no, that'll do. Let it go, Bruce.
That's loads.
More than enough, Bruce. More than enough.
Bruce, we all have homes to go to. Are you right there, Bruce? Please. That's what I'd be doing, he was ridiculous, man. He went on. He wouldn't stop going
so
on.
So if there was a Bruce Springsteen podcast, you'd be going, well, no way.
I can imagine.
He'd be going on for it. It'll be in a year of my life.
I know, and I really like Bruce Springsteen. It's just he started an hour too early. And the first 10 songs were effectively a warm-up. For the gig.
That was the
sound check. He lets you for the sound check. And then you're like, oh my God. And like, it was, where he was on two, I'd say he was on 2.5 hours by the time he goes, I'm going to introduce you to the band. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. There's like 40 of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, I can't.
He was on 2.5 hours and went, okay, we're going to take a little interval. We'll be back with the next two parts of the show for it.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, is this for real? Is this actually for real? You can get too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, you're too much of a good thing.
So where do you... Because we normally do, right? We do a little 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, is normally what we do each week. It's just because we don't have any great agenda.
No,
it's
not
just
me.
Shooting the breeze, really.
Unless
sometimes, of course, obviously, you know, there's things arrive, generally speaking, in your life. Like you had the whole bottom incident this week.
Yes, it's always something,
obviously took over. But in general, like we do about 15 minutes, say, right?
Yeah, so because we've been talking for 4 hours through the day. You know, we've been talking to each other since 6 o'clock this morning. So the idea of doing an hour-long podcast is right.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like, if we were meeting once a week, I'd be there going, ah, man, we need to do an hour. Because I think an hour is about right.
For a podcast.
I think it's about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people go for a walk for an hour. People walk the dogs for an hour. A lot of people, when they're on the road, driving an hour kind of sums it up to, you know, like a lot of people commute for an hour. Just seems to be a nice round figure. Whereas, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's a little tickle at the moment, a little bit of a tease. You know, sometimes if it's shorter, and then anything that's too long, I never go back to it.
Because Mike was, I suppose it depends, again, on, originally when this came up, right, the world wasn't completely on its whole.
No.
And we didn't have pandemics and everything, the last time we spoke about this. But Mike was saying, you know, like for commutes and things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, say somebody who spends a half an hour getting from home to work.
I still think an hour is better.
Because you get the other half going back.
You get it in and out. And then you've got your podcast in during your day. I still think it's a perfect sort of a number.
Yeah.
I like the half hour podcast. You know what I mean? Like, what takes a half an hour? You're either having a chat or you're having a speech. All this in between stuff I don't even know.
Because the other thing is, we could always put it out to the people who listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
But then the trouble is, you'd be afraid it'd come back to go, to be honest with you, lads, you lose me after about the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, actually, I keep forgetting to stop subscribing, and then the updates comes and it does me head in.
Maybe best not to ask. Forget we even raised it.
We'll be gone.
Let's go back to your bottom issue.
Stop listening to this, will you? We're in the middle of a chat, and you're being very nosy. I also found out this week that you can use your... I found out by pure accident. You know, I use those little Apple AirPods.
Yeah.
That you can use them as a bugging device. Wow! You know, I've been telling you, I've been using them as hearing aids. Yeah. Yeah, so I've been using them as hearing aids, which is brilliant. Because people think, you know, they don't think you're just a deaf old shite like me. They think, oh, look at this super cool middle-aged man with his modern products. Little do they know I'm using them so I can hear what the woman in the post office is saying. You know what I mean? And with all these screens, all the plastic screens.
So they just make everything louder.
Make everything louder, yeah. You can turn down the volume. Especially, you know, with the plastic screens now.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, the chats I've been having with people. So, cappuccino, please. Pardon? What? Oh my God, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. And they have to bend down. Do you want sugar? Oh no, thank you, no.
Through the...
Yeah, through the hand.
Through
the
little hole.
The little
yeah,
that they hand the card machine through. And then, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Do you want chocolate?
And then if there's masks,
like, do you want chocolate on it? And they're all, for fuck's sake. So I started putting them in. So I listened to them. And then... I was listening the other day because my ma has the telly real low. Her hearing's much better than me.
Right.
Yeah, an 83-year-old woman, right? And I'd be watching The Chase and all, right? We're into The Chase.
And you're the one going, what did he say?
So I've my hearing aids in, right? I've got my AirPods in. And I left them in the room and walked out. Or I left my phone in the room and walked out. I could hear the television. I could still hear the television. So if you leave the phone anywhere as a receiver and you walk off and there's still a Bluetooth connection... I just realised you can use your...
For spying
on people.
Wow.
Now, me ma was in there with the dogs and they said nothing behind me back.
Okay, yeah. So, in fairness, it wasn't the greatest spying mission I've ever done.
But I did hear that... I did hear what the capital of Uganda was. On The Chase. I was like, oh, well,
so that came in handy.
So it was useful. It was a useful thing you know... But I had no idea it was a thing. So now I'm like...
All the people listening to this now thinking, that perfect.
Perfect. All the creeps.
So you just have to be in within Bluetooth...
Within Bluetooth.
Connection.
Which is quite a bit a long range
but
when you're in the house
of that
like
is down then, though. Mind you, I'd be worried. I was going to say, the beauty of that is then you could find out what people really think about you because you could leave your phone...
Yeah.
...and wander out of a room where you've been in conversation, still hearing what the rest of them are saying. But then the trouble is you might find out stuff you don't want to.
That's the problem, yeah.
He's no. Are you bored?
Yeah, I know in my look, I think I was listening to a podcast.
Do you think he's ever
going to
stop going on about himself, do you?
I think I was listening to a podcast. I'd be in another room going, fucking lads have a podcast about what a prick I am. How did that happen?
I can't believe they made a whole show about it.
They literally, it was a 1 hour podcast. I heard the whole thing. About and they were going, and he smells and all. And you know, the way he sounds like a honky old thing and everything. Oh, and would he not put a long pair of trousers on? Jesus.
Yeah, how old is he? God, start acting his age.
If he's not constipated, he's talking shite. You know, I know.
Saying that about somebody?
Oh, yeah, I got caught. Oh, my God.
Like, have you ever been that, you know, the classic situation where somebody, you know, the sitcom situation where somebody is talking to somebody else and, like, they're going on about a third party and then it's the classic sort of, the third party walks up behind them and it's like, he's behind me, isn't he?
I had something very like that.
Read? Yeah. Oh, no!
I was in a band with my cousin back in the day.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Woo! Yeah.
You know,
we were crap. You're playing Wild King and all, right? And I was in a band.
Or what everybody used to start on, Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, for some reason, don't ask me why, everybody played Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams and Stepping Stone. Yeah. I'm not just Stepping Stone. So I was in a band, and my cousin I was in the band with, right?
Yeah.
And he never stopped going on about his girlfriend. You want to see her? She's unbelievable. Oh, you want to see her? She's the best looking board and everything, right? It was all of this sort of crack.
Yeah.
And then he was meeting her. I was there. I can't wait to see this woman now. This unbelievable, most beautiful knockout in the world, right? And anyway, two women arrived and he goes, there she is there. And one of these women was very good looking, right?
Right.
And the other one, well, I mean, I wouldn't say what I said now, right?
Obviously.
You know what I mean? But I was
I think your unspoken words.
Yeah.
Say so much.
You know what I mean? You know the way some people look like they've just... who is this that says, you know... Like you cover yourself in glue and you roll in the skip before you go out, you know?
Right.
And I said to your man that I was with, the drummer in the band, I said, now, which one of them is the girlfriend? He goes, oh, it's the one to the right. And I went, oh, right. I said, oh, to be honest, I'm glad to hear it, because with all this shite out of him now, if he had his homie who was the other one there, I'd have slagged the hole off him. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. And he went, no, no, that's my girlfriend. I went, all right, yeah. I was there, all right. Right, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I was there, all right, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. That's oh my girlfriend. God. Went, oh my God. I was there, what? It serves me right.
Yeah.
Judgmental little shit. Yeah. If I had been her, I'd have slagged the hole off him. Yeah. Unbelievable. What a little prick.
That's
what
horrible.
A little prick. I know.
There's no way out of that.
No way out of it.
There's
no.
None.
No, he actually, in fairness to him, he got me. He made me feel worse because he just went, do you want a pint? And went straight to the bar. I was like, oh my God. I'm absolutely mortified. I am mortified.
It's like there's a scene. There's a scene actually in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
And Hugh Grant's talking to some, anyway, whatever, look, he's talking to some guy and he's going on about, you know, are you still going out with whatever her name was, you know? And he goes, no, no. And Hugh Grant jumps in and goes, yeah, no, good for you, because to be honest with you, she was getting knocked off by blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. She was known as blah, 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 you know, and all the rest of it. And your man turns around and goes, no, no, because she's my wife now.
Yeah, we're married now, yeah. I was like, oh, right. And happy? Going well, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure I've put my foot in it lots of times. I just can't remember at the moment.
Oh,
any of this.
Yeah, you did.
Never to the point where it's like, oh, Jesus, please let me just be swallowed up by
Top
the air.
Red-handed. And I remember I went in to do an audition once, and there was a whole panel of people.
Yeah.
And I went in and I was trying to get the part. Like, I was really trying to get the part. And I was there, I had the lines learned off the page that I got and everything, and they sent me the whole script and everything, you know.
Yeah.
I never read it. And they were like, you know, they were like, so what did you think of the script? It was brilliant. I love this character, the plot development. I love the way, you know.
Yeah.
And they went, what's your favourite thing about him? And I was like, it's but just this scene, really. It's a pretty pivotal scene for him. And they were like, what do you think of how it ends for him? I was there, yeah. Had a clue if it was sad or happy.
Oh,
and I went,
God.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he got what he deserved. And they were like, yeah. And you could just see one fella, you know the way you could see one fella looks at someone else and just kind of goes, shakes his head. I was like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then I had to act out the scene.
Yeah.
And I remember being proper embarrassed like that. Like, I remember coming out and, you know, putting the key in the bike and take my helmet and then just put my head down on the bike and going, oh my God. You made such a tit of yourself. All you had to say was, I didn't really have time to read the whole thing, but Oh, the cringe.
I mean, I remember being sort of the other side of that when, I remember one time we were coming out of a boozer in Dunleary, not too far from where you used to live.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of lads or whatever, and one of this lad, to put it in context, this lad's nickname was Gorillas in the Mist, right?
Oh, Jesus,
so,
yeah.
It tells you a little bit about what to expect, to be fair. But we came out, right, and there was a couple of other lads sort of hanging around or whatever, you know, and obviously to him they looked a bit unsavoury, you know.
He
said something about them. He said something like, you know, like something, Jesus Christ, like something you'd see in Finglas or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
And one of the lads I was with went, you know, Jim's from Finglas. And your man just went, no, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, yeah. What? Wait. I knew that. I knew that, eh, Jim?
Yeah. And to be honest with you, there's actually a little bit of joy when you're, if you're genuinely not offended.
Oh,
by
yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a little bit of joy in seeing somebody else squirm.
Oh, it's lovely watching someone squirm.
When they've completely fucked up.
Oh, it's lovely. I've had someone saying, you know, your woman there, she's an awful prick. And I go, yeah, I know, I'm pretty good friends with her. I've had that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've had the other moment where a fella, I was in, it's probably Dunleary, actually. I was in, before, and your mum was going, yeah, all these lads with tattoos. Everyone has tattoos. You go, it's unbelievable. You know what I mean? You have to, if you want to stand out now, you don't get a tattoo. There's a fucking agent there with all their tattoos. There's have a few tattoos. And he goes, ah, look, yeah, look, now one or two is grand. It's these fucking, you know, the whole arm and the sleeves and all. And I rolled up his sleeve, and in fairness, he pissed himself laughing. He's like, don't fucking mind me. I'm just trying to make conversation.
Pay no attention to me.
Pay no attention to me. I'm just you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was, I really enjoyed that. Like you said, there was great cracking in revealing his silliness.
Well, I mean, that's like the whole, when you think about the success of stuff like The Office and All those, there's loads
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, based
loads.
On that.
Everything is about that. Everything is about that idea of, like, you know, somebody who just you know, gets caught being
out.
Completely just in the wrong and getting it wrong. And
it's a lovely thing to watch. Just watching the rope unravel. Is yeah, just, I don't know why it's so so pleasing to see it happen to somebody else. It's just such a hilarious
it's
thing.
It's a joy. Right, look, there, your time is up. Have you got your clock?
Sorry, yeah. And don't forget the time I went to the doctor with me ear and... I can't just have to remember that one.
What?
When I went to the doctor, I told you this. My ear was blocked. My right ear was blocked.
Yeah.
And it was burning when I did a wee.
No, wait a second.
It was two different things.
Oh, for fuck's sake, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't too.
That's going to be, going to be in medical annals for years to come. That, you know, somebody going and saying, what's the issue? I tell you something, I've got terrible burning sensation when I wee. I know what that is. That's a blocked ear.
This is a thing. Yeah, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't tell you this. I used to do this story in my stand-up and everything.
Right.
So I went into my doctor, right? I don't have this doctor anymore, right?
Okay.
And I went into him, right? And I said to him, I'm a man. I'm not going to go for one problem. I'll wait till I have a few and I say, yeah, be fucking problem. It's 50 quid, like.
Yeah.
I went into him. Now, this is years ago. And I said, me ear, I'm not here. And he goes, there's a big build-up of wax, he goes, right? And he syringed me ear, which feels like he's having a slash on the side of your head. I hate that feeling. Syringe me ear anyway, right? And then he went back to his desk and he says, tell me about the other problem. And when I go to the toilet and I do a wee and it burns. And he had his back to me. He was, okay. And he discharged other than that. No. And he took out a spike from his desk, like a knit needle, I'd say it was, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I was like, if he thinks he's putting that down me flute, there's going to be trouble. I can't have that. Anyway, as he's talking, I undid my trousers, right?
Yeah.
And I pulled my trousers down by my ankles, and I'm standing there. My underpants and my trousers down by my ankles, just standing there.
Why?
I was so revealing because I'm talking. He's asking me all about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, he puts this little bud thing on the end of the spike, right?
Yeah.
I said, fucking hell, I'm going to have to stop this. Anyway, he turns around, right? And he jumped. He went, fucking hell. And he tried to start cleaning my ear with the spike. And then he goes, pull up your trousers there and give me a urine sample. And I was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to take my trousers down at all. And he gave me the little cup. And you know the way, I was like, the jacks was literally there for that sign is for me here.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, what do I do? So I didn't even pull up my trousers. I shuffled.
You did the penguin.
I did the penguin into the toilet and I was so embarrassed. God. I couldn't even piss. I was standing there with my face in my hands. I could feel the heat going, oh my God, I've just flashed a medical professional.
I had no interest in seeing
your cock. He didn't want to see fucking anything. He wanted a urine sample and he put the thing in and says, yeah, it was mild infection, it's no big deal. He gave me tablets, I was fine in 3 days.
Yeah, but you want to go and see a specialist about that flashing thing.
But he's saying, you fucking, yeah.
You're just having the trouble.
But you hear this letter from my solicitor. I'm charging you. It was completely inappropriate. Oh my God, I completely blacked that one out, yeah.
That's fucking
unbelievable, because the toilet was there, you can't. So I was like, I'm holding the cup and everything.
Shuffling along.
Shuffling the And he never said anything. Neither of us said anything about it.
Yeah.
Neither of us said anything about it.
That's the best thing about a bloke situation like that. Is that, like, it's literally, we will never speak about this again, okay?
But he jumped.
For the benefit of both of us, never, ever speak of this.
I literally jumped and went, pull up your trousers. And I didn't. I shuffled away. Unbelievable.
Well, shuffle away over to that camera and knock it off.
I got it, like...